This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
And this is Doug Pollard bringing it to you. Now, unfortunately, you're having trouble getting through to me today because our SMSs are not working. You can, however, get in touch with the program using the iPhone app, which is available as a free download from the Joy website. Or you can send an email on air at joy.org.au. We will, what's the phrase? Normal service will be resumed as soon as possible with the SMSs. We're just between providers at the moment. Now, some people would say, and I'm sure he's going to be very annoyed at me saying this, that my next guest has the best of both worlds. Others would say he has the worst. Please welcome to the show James Dominguez, spokesperson for Bi Alliance Victoria. Good afternoon, James.
Good afternoon.
Now, with the theme of the program today has been people who tend to get forgotten and overlooked while we're all busy rushing around chasing gay marriage. And one of the groups in the GLBTI acronym that tends to get pushed to one side is the B. Do you feel marginalised by the gay community? Do you feel discriminated against by the gay community?
I think there are multiple issues. I think there are many people who don't harbour any hostility towards the bisexual community, who simply, forget. forget that we exist, and when things like, you have organisations like the Gay Lesbian Archives or, that sort of thing, they're not meaning to exclude anybody. They just they're thinking of their own world, the things that they're involved with, and one of the problems is that bisexuality does tend to be invisible as part of its nature, because you tend to see somebody walking down the street. If they're with somebody of the opposite sex, you assume they're straight. If they're with somebody of the same sex, you assume they're gay. I mean, this is just a natural assumption that people make.
James, Steve Dow here. I was reading four Australian Research Centre for Sex, Health and Society studies actually showed bisexuals had poorer mental health than homosexual people, and that's a really surprising picture, isn't it?
It wasn't surprising
for me.
It wasn't surprising for me, unfortunately, because this is the thing. If somebody, like a young person, especially who are particularly vulnerable, but anybody, comes to terms with their sexuality, realizes that they're gay, there's an identity for them several, really. There's a community for them to embrace. There's an identity for them to identify with if they want to. They have role models. They have, they have a community to belong to. Bisexuals just aren't as visible. There is some hostility towards them, as we discovered at Pride early this year, unfortunately.
Tell us a bit about that. Because I'm not sure everyone knows about that. Steve's looking bemused.
There was some catcalling criticism and things shouted out from the crowd. A couple of people who were marching with the Alliance got quite upset about it. There was one person who was marching with us for the first time who ended up in tears when telling me about it. So
where was that coming from?
People in the crowd. There was a great positive response. There were lots of people going, yay, and I saw one. Somebody in their late teens who sort of went, bisexual. Oh, bisexuals, this is my group. These are the people who represent me. And that was great, overhearing stuff like that. But unfortunately, sort of at our backs as we went past, there were a few people who shouted out the negative thing.
James, do you think gay people are any more discriminatory than straight people about bisexuality?
I wouldn't care to sort of say who's more prone towards biphobia, but there have been. I mean, I've experienced instances from both sort of sides of the community, so and I know others have too. I think it tends to be for different reasons, though. But for example, I mean, I understand that there are those in the gay community, especially older members of the gay community, who really fought hard for their identity and to establish their community, and fought against hostility from police and government. People who were arrested, people who lived through the AIDS epidemic and. With the onset of the AIDS epidemic, I shouldn't speak of it as if it's something in the past, but and these are people for whom the gay identity is a vital part of who they are. And having somebody come along and say, we're related to you, we want to stand beside you, but we're not exactly like you, I can understand how people would find that upsetting. You know, it's like diluting their message, or sort of putting cracks, or dividing up this unified front that they've assembled. I don't agree with that, but I can understand how some people might see it that way.
James, can I get personal for a moment? You're married to a woman, because clearly that's the only type of marriage we can have in this country.
Exactly, I mean,
how does she define her sexuality, and how does she reconcile yours?
Well, I'm one of those very lucky people who, I mean, if you go by the statistics, it's maybe about 1 in 20 who I identified as bisexual, and my wife just happens to be bisexual as well. Neither of us were out to each other when we first met and when we first got together, and I recognise that I won a lottery as far as that's concerned. I really did. I know I did, because when I came out in tears to my wife a year after we were married, she basically said, oh, me too.
I've got something to tell you, darling.
That's very lucky.
And that was fine. But I know people, mainly men, but there have been women as well who've come out as bisexual to their partners, and it's been the end of their relationship and their marriage. Right.
I think, going back to discussing, as we were before, about the way some people in the gay community react to bisexual people, as with so many other things, they seem to find it easier to accept that a woman might be bisexual than that a man might be bisexual, for one thing.
That's just sort of conventional wisdom, but
it's cliched thinking. I know, but
yeah, I think a lot of straight men like the sort of the fantasy of a bisexual woman. But
yes,
in a relationship with a bisexual woman actually can be very threatening.
Yeah,
and I know a lot of bisexual women who've actually had trouble getting into relationships with straight men as a result.
Yes, well, there was a lovely cartoon not long ago I saw online of two brides tripping out of the church, and husband turning to his wife and saying, "Wow, that is kind of hot," and she's saying, "I knew it would threaten our marriage." which, is a fresh take on things. But I think a lot of gay men feel a little bit threatened by bisexuals, actually, because a lot of us have a lot invested in the notion that you're born gay. And that you are gay, and that it's not a choice. Whereas a bisexual man is, in a sense, maintaining that choice and maintaining the fluidity.
Do you believe in that sort of biological essentialist argument, James?
I believe I was born bisexual. I really do. I think it is who I am. If I wasn't born, then at least at some point very early in my life, there were genetic or...
parameters got set somehow.
Things happened that set, and it's who I am, and it's not something I could ever change. And I identify absolutely as bisexual. Just as strongly as anyone else identifies as gay.
Do bisexual women feel the same way, that they were born that way, generally?
Well, this is the thing. There's also the notion of fluidity, which is something I do support, which is that people can actually have different needs at different times in their lives. And you can have things like people who are, like, for example, opposite sex attracted, ostensibly straight, who just meet one person of the same sex who just works for them. They click, and they can honestly say, I'm straight, but there's this one person of the same sex as me who I'm really attracted to. I'm them sexual. It's this guy called Steve. I'm Steve sexual. But I've never been attracted to another man. And that to me would probably be one extreme end of the bisexual spectrum. But I think that's just as valid, and I'm not a big believer in people. Being locked into roles and locked into identity.
I'd be inclined to agree with you. I think sexuality is a lot more fluid than we give it credit for. I think it's probably, research seems to be showing that women's sexuality is a great deal more fluid than we've given it credit for.
I think the same will...
And I think the same will eventually become to be discovered of men as well.
I think once the fear of homophobia fades, the fear of being seen as gay, when that stigma fades, which it is fading, and I think as it fades more, men will be inclined to experiment more as well.
Well, thanks very much for that, James.
You're welcome.
And enjoy your, sounds very idyllic, marriage that you have, and everything else that goes with it. The full salad of life is available to you, as you might say.
I hope you went out and celebrated afterwards when you came out to one another.
Yes.
Yes, we did.
Big coming out day. James Dominguez, thanks for your time this afternoon.
Thank you very much.
That was James Dominguez from the Bisexual Alliance of Victoria.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.